Other cultures, other customs, Easter. What are your funky Easter rituals? In my recent German blog, I mentioned the ancient Germanic goddess of spring, Ostara and the hare. She symbolizes the resurrection of nature, rebirth and growth. Ostara brings back life and warmth in spring. Cold and frost must give way to the sun's rays. There are various stories. One, for example, says that she transformed a bird into a hare, which laid eggs in response. The sun then emerged from the yellow yolk. Well, we'll probably never be able to fully understand how exactly all these traditions and stories came about. In any case, it prompted me to check out what other cultures have in the way of Easter traditions. As I lived and traveled abroad for quite some years, I've had the pleasure to experience some of them firsthand, and I think that, for example, the Czech version is pretty hilarious. Other rituals are still myths for me, so let me know your experience. Let's start with Germany and Hildebrand, the fire. So Easter is one of my favorite holidays. Firstly, because I love colors, and secondly, because it finally is getting warmer outside. And thirdly, I loved running around our huge Easter bonfires as a kid. Oh, and who doesn't love finding chocolate eggs growing on trees in their garden? What surprised me, however, is that even within Germany, traditions vary greatly. I, for example, grew up in a region where we build enormous Easter bonfires and stand around them eating bratwurst and drinking beer. Of course, whilst chewing away the winter and evil spirits and welcoming spring. With a lot of spirits. Not to mention freezing off our feet whilst doing so, but that's part of the fun. The villages here have the traditions of a wake of the fire, which means they guard the fires throughout the night, as rivaling villages attempt to light the enemy's fire early. The tradition of the Easter bonfires apparently goes back 500 years, and formerly the fires were named Hildebrand, which translates into holy fire. Okay, let's travel to Wales. And rumor has it that in Wales, people climb up hills during Easter, do somersaults on top of them, and then let eggs roll down the slope. Now, I lived in Wales for 7 years, and I know that people do some pretty crazy things here under the influence of some kind of brew, but I have never observed this somersaulting curiosity at Easter, at least never as an intended tradition. Easter in Austria. Maundy Thursday or Holy Thursday is called Green Thursday in the German language. Accordingly, in Austria, people apparently eat green foods on that day, for example, spinach. Well, I wondered why it was called Green Thursday and found out it is derived from the old word greinen, which is another word for crying and is supposed to remind us of the Last Supper of Jesus Christ. Now I wonder whether he also ate something green on that day. The Philippines. On the Philippines, during the ringing of the church bells, parents supposedly lift their children up by their heads in order to support better growth. I hope that someone can debunk this, please. Australia. In Australia, the Easter rabbit got replaced with the Easter bilby. After the cute little Easter bunnies were introduced to the country about 150 years ago, became a plague and munched everything bare. Now, Ireland, here apparently people dig graves and bury herrings. With that, they are set to celebrate the end of the Lenten season, during which they had to replace meat with fish. Well, who can blame them? The US, of course, takes a slightly more extravagant approach. Here, people show off their best clothes with lavish hats and crazy costumes, while the president is handing out wooden spoons. Okay, let's go back to some more fun traditions. Sweden. Here, Easter women are said to go from door to door begging for coffee. In Bulgaria, a huge egg fight is held in front of the church on Easter Sunday. And whoever's egg remains the most undamaged will supposedly be the most successful member of the family for that year. This apparently is how you settle family fights with eggs. In Latvia, you swing yourself to happiness. The fabulous Easter swing is supposed to protect you against mosquitoes in the summer. But only if you burn the swing after swinging. In Finland, you're more likely to whip yourself to happiness. Here, people give each other light blows on the back with a birch rod. This is said to be reminiscent of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem and to help the person being whipped to happiness. They also whip in the Czech Republic. Here, the men whip the women's bottoms with colorfully decorated willow rods to increase their fertility. And in return as a thank you, the women give the men colorful eggs. Easter eggs, that is, of course. This tradition is only topped by Poland and Hungary. In Poland, since the Middle Ages, men in love have entered the houses of their beloved and poured a bucket of cold water over them. In Hungary, it's similar, except that here the men recite a poem beforehand. Well, if that's not romantic, then I don't know what is. Nowadays, there are apparently water fights on the streets everywhere, which does sound like a lot of fun. Well, whether you throw eggs at each other, wake your beloved up with a bucket of cold water, or whip each other, I wish you happy Easter. Oh, and I'm of course looking forward to hearing all of your tales of fun and frolicking. Enjoy! Happy Easter wishes from Germany.